Ramayan Ayodhya Kanda Part 4. Meanwhile, Sita had heard nothing of Ram's exile, for she had been waiting for him in happy expectation for many hours. And when Ram finally entered her room, Sita could immediately see that he was pale, perspiring, and greatly troubled. And Ram was also not accompanied by his usual royal entourage. And so Sita inquired, "My dear Ram, what is the matter?" "My father has ordered me to leave the kingdom and reside in the forest. Bharat is to be installed as the heir apparent to the royal throne, utilizing two boons given to her long ago by my father. Kaikeyi has asked that her son be installed, while I am to be banished to the forest. Oh, my dear Sita, I have no other choice than to abide by my father's order. However, I want you to stay here. Daily you should go and offer your respects at the feet of my father, and also follow the commands of Bharata implicitly. Oh, my dearest, I have come here just to see you before departing for the forest." Upon hearing Ram's words, Sita grew increasingly agitated. With anger born out of love, she replied, "O Ram, my husband, O most excellent of men, what advice are you giving me? It is the duty of the wife to share the husband's destiny, so I must accompany you to the forest. A father, mother, brother, son, and daughter-in-law all have their separate existence. A wife, however, has no choice but to follow her husband. So I cannot take refuge in anyone else, not even myself. My husband is my only refuge. Therefore, I am determined to follow you. I shall walk behind you and eat only after you have eaten. I will never do anything to displease you. And I shall remain happy gazing at the hills, lakes, and rivers. And I will never become tired, for I will feel secure under your care. I would not want to live even in heaven if you were not there. O Ram, it is you alone that I love, and without you, surely I would die." Because of her frailty, Ram was not inclined to take Sita with him. Thus, in an attempt to discourage her, Ram said, "O delicate lady, one has to endure great discomfort while living in the forest. There are no soft beds to lie down on, and one has to bear the onslaught of excessive heat, cold, and torrential rain. In the forest, one can only hope to eat fruits and roots, and there is always danger from ferocious animals that stalk in search of prey. And so, considering all these conditions, I could never allow you to accompany me to the forest." Rama's words of refusal made Sita tremble with fear at the prospect of separation from her lord. As pearl-like tears rolled down her cheeks like drops of water falling from a lotus leaf, Sita replied, "As long as I remain with you, any inconvenience or danger will be of no consequence. O Ram, without one's husband, a wife cannot live. So if you do not allow me to go with you, then I shall give up my life by taking poison, entering fire, or drowning myself. Before my marriage, an astrologer predicted that I would have to spend part of my life in the forest. Therefore, my dear husband, I know that it is my destiny to accompany you. To be with you is heaven, and to live without you is hell. Therefore, you must take me with you. But Ram remained reluctant to allow Sita to accompany him into exile. Sita felt as though she were falling into a great abyss of calamity. Thus, Sita became almost mad, fearing separation from Ram. Unable to tolerate his stubbornness any longer, Sita began to chastise him. "It seems my father has made a big mistake in choosing you as his son-in-law. How can you think of deserting your wife, who married you before puberty? Are you going to leave her unprotected and exposed to the stares of others? The citizens of Ayodhya are fools for declaring Ram is as splendid as the sun. Ram's glories are without equal. And so I refuse to remain here alone while you go off to the forest. Either take me with you, or I will take poison and die." Crying bitterly, her heart tormented with grief, Sita was on the verge of fainting. Seeing her pitiful condition was more than Ram could bear. His heart softened, and he took his chaste wife in his arms. Ram then assured her that she could indeed accompany him. "My dear Sita, I only tried to dissuade you because I did not understand the true situation of your mind. Oh, Sita, I could no more abandon you than a wise man could give up his sense of compassion. How could I ever rest peacefully knowing that you are unhappy? Go then, give away in charity all your valuables, clothes, jewels, and whatever else you possess. Give it all to the Brahmanas." As Sita joyfully departed, Lakshmana, who was standing nearby, came forward and caught hold of Ram's lotus feet. With tear-filled eyes, Lakshman pleaded, "Oh, my brother, please allow me also to accompany you into the forest." "But Lakshman, my dear brother, you must remain here at Ayodhya to serve our two mothers, Kaushalya and Sumitra. Without your protection, they will surely be mistreated by Kaikeyi." "Surely our brother Bharat will take care of everything. There is no need to be anxious for our mothers. O Ram, as you traverse the forest, I shall walk in front with my bow in hand, allowing you and Sita to enjoy the scenic delights. And I will also gather fruits and roots as you sleep, and stand nearby to guard you." "Very well, if that is the case, then Lakshman, you may certainly come. But first, take leave of your mothers. Afterwards, bring the two mighty bows given to us by Varuna and Maharaj Janaka, the impenetrable armor, two inexhaustible quivers, and a pair of powerful swords. After paying respects to Vasistha, return here with the weapons, and we shall depart." Having thus fulfilled Ram's orders, Lakshman returned. Ram then asked him to summon the foremost of Brahmanas, so that he could distribute all his possessions in charity. Soon thereafter, Suyagya, the son of Vasistha, as well as the sons of Agastya and Vishvamitra, arrived at the royal palace. And after duly welcoming them, Ram instructed his dependents to look after their palaces in their absence. Ram then ordered his treasurer to bring forth all of his wealth. Thereafter, a huge hill of gold and jewels was stacked high, along with other valuables, such as clothing, chariots, and animals. In this way, Ram began to distribute his possessions.